Hi, I'm Lorcan, and I'm with the Youth Media Team, and I'm here with Mark Little. Mark, we interviewed previously at MojaCon. Your company, Storyful, engage in a lot with social media. How aware do you think people are on about their personal data, especially with their interactions on social media?
So I suppose when I started Storyful, which I've left a couple of years back, but when I started the company, the idea was that there was so much activity on the social web and the social media platforms that was so important, but people weren't accessing it. They couldn't find it. And I think in a similar way, what's happened now is that people don't understand that a lot of the activity they have on the social web is being tracked. And so everything you do, all of the interactions you have with, whether it's a furry cat video or communicating on Facebook or communicating in WhatsApp, it's all stored somewhere. You're leaving footprints along the way. And so I think that's allowed on the positive side a lot of people to provide services that are much better now because they fit your need. You know you live in Dublin or in Cork or in Galway. You know that you're a certain age. You travel a lot. So things are much better designed for you. And I think there's incredible potential because we now have access to data that people are sharing about themselves to design better, more high quality and personalized services like education and healthcare, as well as, you know, better furry cat videos. Danger is people are not really aware that every time they're visiting a website, for example, they are being tracked, their behavior is being watched. And so in many ways, they're not aware. It's like being followed around all day, every day. And somebody somewhere has access to all of that data. So I think there's going to be a change. But I think the first thing we've got to do is awareness, transparency, so that we know exactly where the data is. And then obviously a public debate about how that data is stored, protected, collected, used. So my view is it's a most exhilarating time because we've got more data out there that allows people to give better services to individuals and form deeper connections. But we don't yet have the transparency or the full knowledge of all of the challenges that are yet ahead of us.
What do you see as the greatest potential for positive impact of data on society?
So I think, you know, my background is in journalism and media, so I see, first of all, in my sector, data is going to allow us to personalize content. So right now, everybody consumes kind of the same things. They're designed for a mass audience. They're designed to get a few, you know, million clicks on a video. Everything's designed to reach everybody. I think what's going to be so exciting is when we start talking to somebody and forming deep connections with an individual based on the needs they have every day. So if you're talking about journalism or media or news, you know, you get up in the morning, you're going to go down to the DART or to the train or to the bus, and you want to know that it's on time, that's not going to be disrupted, you want to know what the weather is, you want to know what's happening in your local area, your neighborhood, but you also then want to, you know, watch videos or you want to listen to a podcast. We're going to be able to design things that are about you and your individual needs, not this mass audience and what they want. I think healthcare is probably the area that I'm most excited by. You know, the idea of artificial intelligence, learning more about your body, your sleep patterns, your nutrition, you know, your heart rate, your general state of well-being, and then helping you get the kind of care that you need as an individual. It's just stunning what's potential of that. So healthcare is where I kind of go, wow, that's going to be amazing.
Can you give us an insight into the opportunities that you see in emerging Irish companies in the digital age?
So I think there's going to be a couple of things that are going to be very important. First is the opportunities that are there in artificial intelligence to start building products that are better suited to serving people's individual needs in every single sector of our life. From, as I say, journalism, which is my interest, and I'm working on ideas there, to healthcare companies, to financial transactions. You know, every aspect of life, everything where people are designing services for other people, there's opportunities there. But there's also then opportunities in difficulties. So, you know, cybersecurity is going to be a massive issue when people, hackers, can get access to systems and, you know, destroy the way we work together. There's probably opportunities for us to defend this whole new departure, this brave new world, against people who would hack. And so cybersecurity, I think there's going to be a whole range of other areas where we need to build trust on the internet, because definitely, you know, the emergence of social media has eroded trust. And I think, you know, there's going to be a lot of non-profit activity as well. I think that will be something Irish people who have a real, I think, international and global reputation as mediators and as people who bring solutions to the table. And, you know, God, we're standing here today and looking out here, we can see Google's headquarters and Facebook's just across the river and Twitter and eBay and all those companies. So we're in a perfect position to take advantage of this brave new world.
And what advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs in the digital age?
Start building things. Just go, like, you know, people have this image that to be a startup, you have to go out and raise all the money, you've got to have a big team and, you know, a nice fancy office with a foosball table. You know, no, you can just take one idea, and it's never been easier to build a business in history. You know, you don't even necessarily have to have access to the most cutting-edge technology. If you've got a good idea about making a service better for somebody, go and build it. Find somebody who can help you. As I say, the tools are all freely available right now. So, you know, it's all about the minimal viable product, they say. And that is just the very basic thing. Get it out there and start testing ideas, as opposed to sitting there and thinking you have to have a fully-fledged business plan or a fully-fledged patent or a prototype. You don't. You know, have an idea, have an assumption, go test it. And even if it means talking to your mates, seeing if they think it's a good idea, just go and talk about that idea in public with people who can give you responses that make you better. And whatever you do, embrace failure. You will make a lot of mistakes along the way, and that makes you better. That's how you learn. And so I've never learned from my successes, only from my failures. The key is to learn quickly, fail quickly, and then move on to the next test, the next assumption. That's my advice.
Okay, thank you very much.
My pleasure.